Manhattan's largest school district approves resolution to ban trans students from girls' sports. By Warner Todd Houston on March 21, 2024. Manhattan, New York's largest school board district, has launched a new resolution banning female-identifying transgender students from playing in girls' sports, despite opposition from city council members and even actor Elliot Page. Community Education Council District 2, which controls schools from Manhattan's Lower East Side to the Upper East Side, passed the policy in a lopsided 8-3 vote on Wednesday, the New York Post reported. The vote was held at the end of a packed meeting during which pro-transgender activists and city officials argued against the ban. NYC Council member Eric Butcher spoke against the policy, calling the proposal regressive and harmful. "We are outraged that you're considering a resolution targeting transgender girls in sports. It is utterly shocking that such a regressive and harmful resolution is being proposed in the school district in the middle of Manhattan," Butcher tailed. Despite all the hand-wringing, though, the measure is primarily symbolic, as all it does is request the state's Department of Education to review the current policy allowing trans athletes to compete in female sports. The purpose of the measure is to change state education policy in this matter to allow parental input. The district also wants the DOE to reveal how it is making its decisions and to institute a new level of transparency so that local district officials and parents can see how decisions are made. SEC member Maud Marin said the measure was not transphobic but meant to spark a discussion about safety and fairness in women's sports. "If we have a proper and real conversation, one of the outcomes could be that nothing changes and that we all discover that these guidelines are just perfect as they are," Marin said during Wednesday's meeting. She added that the final discussion could go the other way too. She said, "But another one of the possibilities is that we realize that the excluded voices had something really important to offer, and they should have been heard from in the beginning." SEC councilmember Gavin Healy, who opposed the measure, said that such a ban would force female athletes to prove their gender and that, he said, would be too invasive. "If you want to force students to prove their biological sex in order to participate in a sport, you are asking an invasive, a deeply intimate question about someone that they should not have to answer," Healy said. "And what is next? The bathroom, healthcare. It's putting a target on students' backs, and so I will definitely vote against it. And I'm just ashamed to be up here tonight and having to debate this with you," he added. SEC D2 President Leonard Silverman, though, praised the passing of the measure as a strike in favor of local control and transparency. "Unfortunately, my experience has been that organizations, including the community education councils, are sometimes created to give the appearance that parents have control over the process when the reality is that we really don't have any control," he said. Silverman also contended that transgender athletes likely have a biological advantage and pose risk to a level playing field for girls. The vote marks the second time in less than a month that officials in New York have spoken out to ban transgender players from competing as girls. Officials in Nassau County, New York, also recently voted to ban men competing as women in girls' sports. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.